said restlessness. And I thought later, I went, okay. You know, I just kept mopping. We got in the truck, and I said, God told me something I don't understand. He goes, well, that's between you and God. Okay. Anyway, it was three things. Restlessness, reconnecting, and recommitting. And that's the three R's. And I know God's got a sense of humor, because every time I turn on the TV, it's Jonathan with Colonial Life. P, price. I'm 80. How much is mine? $9.95. I just turned 65. How much is mine? And I've got to take blood pressure. $9.95. The repetitious, that's what I got, kept going over and over in my head, was restlessness. And I know I get restless within my soul. I don't know if y'all do or not. I seem to get attacked quite a bit. I know it's not Satan himself, because he would go for big people, not little peons like me, but I think we maybe allow demons to come in and entertain our thoughts sometimes. But the restlessness, God gives us peace. He gives us complete peace. I just want to pray for calmness. If you feel restless, sometimes that's good, because maybe the Holy Spirit is talking to you. Maybe he's trying to talk to you in a way to repent whatever is going on in your life. And like I just answered or said a while ago, God is a wrath God, okay? He just doesn't lay back and let people do what they want to. He will ultimately judge everyone. So that's kind of, it's not scary, but it's a reverence, and it's a fear of authority. It's humbling before God. So the thing about restlessness, if you were feeling this, there was a person that I got in my head that was like this, and that person was right here. So it may not be for anybody else. It could be for me. Any kind of restlessness that you have, especially when you want to go sleep at night and then your brain won't cut off.
That
restlessness feeling is, we got to pray for the peace of God and let the Holy Spirit take over. I had nightmares like three nights this week, and I scared poor Brooke to death because I was screaming. I think we've got to experience that peace during the day and take it into our nighttime. Because see, our nighttime is when those dreams come, those nightmares, those things that you worry about. So the restlessness, we need to ask God to calm down. Does that make sense? We need to ask the Holy Spirit to take that over, to be calm. Don't be anxious for anything, just in prayer and supplication. The other thing is reconnect. I didn't really understand this, but I think I do now. Reconnecting to God. Like, have you been praying, reading your Bible, and doing everything you're supposed to? Reconnecting. I heard someone today say, if you have a friend that you haven't talked to in a long time, but you can pick up the phone and talk to them, and it's like you never did, you're never apart, that's a true friend. That's how God is. We can talk to him anytime. If we get away from the Lord, I'm sorry, my lips are so dry. If we get away from the Lord, he wants that reconnection. You know, we let things in our lives take our focus off of him. You know, like problems with insurance. I get it. I do it. You know, problems with illnesses, problems with finances, problems with losing money, problems with not getting enough money. We get sidetracked, but God wants us to reconnect. If we're not making him our Savior and keeping him on the throne, we need to reconnect with him. Yes, I know, Holy Spirit. We need to make a reconnection with him. And when we go through these trials and tribulations, it's only to make us stronger. However, when you're going through it, are you sneaking back to some of your vices that make you feel comfortable? Like mine would be food. About the only bad thing I do. Or cussing, telling bad jokes, using alcohol, any kind of drugs, porn, whatever it is. We have our vices that are just sitting there waiting to come onto you, okay? Because we don't reconnect as good as we should when we're going through these issues. It's hard to reconnect with the Lord when you're sitting there and you're hurting, or you see someone hurting, things have gone bad for you. It's hard to reconnect. Families aren't together. Families are fighting. Families are, what's the word, estranged from everybody. It's hard to reconnect at that time. But that's what God wants us to continually reconnect. And then the third R, Jonathan, is recommitting, rededicating your life to the Lord. I know Baptists are real good about that. Yeah, they made a rededication today. Yeah, okay. I think every day we should do that. Make sure that we're in line with the Father, okay? Make sure your thoughts are and your decisions follow the Lord's. Right? So we have to make that rededication to the Lord. We don't want to be out here on the side and just asking God, please, please take care of all this if we're not reconnecting with Him. He wants us to have peace, joy, and when we go through trials and tribulations, He wants us to have faith and trusting that He's right there with us. Does that make sense? Okay? Even if it doesn't make sense, Holy Spirit told me to say it, sorry. But I think that we get sidetracked, especially at church, it's because not a lot of people are coming. And we think, oh my gosh, is the church going to shut down? Oh, we're not doing this, we're not doing that. We don't need to be restless. God's got this church in His hands, okay? He's got each of you in His hands. He will bring the people in when He's ready to do that. But we need to keep reconnecting so we can go out. And I want to talk to you about this real quick. We're not going to be very long. I encourage you, starting with one day out of the week, and maybe not, just maybe pick a meal, okay? Fasting and praying, okay? Fasting and praying. Am I saying fast all day? No. People like me would just not make it. But, you know, say, okay, I'm going to fast my lunch today so I can really get into the Word and really pray. When you're not worried about, or when I'm not worried about eating, I mean, God told me to fast one time for a week. And I went, you have got to be kidding. There was an evangelist there, and I said, God really put that on my heart to fast for a week. He said, if God told you to do it, you can do it. And I did it. It was the best week of my life because your focus is totally on God. So during the week, I challenge you to fast at least one meal. Say, okay, Lord, I really want this chicken fried steak and mashed potatoes tonight, but I'm going to fast. I'm not going to eat it because I don't want to take out time for you. We've got to start taking out time for the Lord and not get so sidetracked and wrapped up in everything that's going on, because that's how the demons work. If they can bring turmoil into you, if they can bring unsettling things into your home, then he's won. Because how effective are you going to be to anybody else? You know, we're Jesus's beacon out here, and if we're struggling and not happy, thank you, love, then how can we effectively help anybody else? Okay. That's just the main thing. If he can get the core of the home and get you restless in that at home, then how are you effectively going to help anybody that's in the outside where we've got to? Before I go to Walmart, thank you, Kathy. Before I go anywhere, I go, Lord, just use me however you want. I do that every day. Because I figure there's somebody out there that needs a smile, a hug, a prayer, or whatever. We're going to have to start extending ourselves, okay? Imagine, what is it, the Incredibles, that Disney people, their arms are so far out there. That's what we got to do. We got to reach each other. We got to reach outside of this little nucleus that we have. And we can't do that if we're still bound up with things going on at the house. Okay, I said what God wanted me to, so I'm done. Holy Spirit just shut me up.
Don't forget Kay.
Yes.
She's Kay. A little bit better spirits this week.
Good.
Last week she wanted me, sometime during the week she wanted me to come two times. I said, okay, They lived a bit on freeway with her mom. And I said, Kay, twice a week is just too much. But she said, I'd like to hear from Larry. I'd like to hear from people. But she will talk your ear off when she gets you on the phone.
Okay.
But you gotta somehow say, I gotta go.
Yeah, I'm just hanging up, yeah. I have some people that are like that. You tell them, okay, well, I need to go do this. And they, oh, by the way, well, you know, oh, my gosh. You don't want to be rude, but you go, I've got to go.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I've got to go right now. I'm sorry. Bam.
I have learned to call people 15 minutes before Linda needs attention.
Oh, yeah. That's when you call me, right? Linda needs me. Sorry, Chris. Okay, shut up. Okay. Well, we've got to learn how to say no, 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 no. You know, if you're overextending yourself, no, 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 no. And hopefully what Kathy's gone through, so we'll find somebody else to depend on. But we're going to start saying no. If you don't, you're going to make yourself crazy. And God wants peace. I just felt like there was angels just all in this auditorium. I went in there and Scott was doing the floors and I looked around, I could just feel them. I just felt angels like they were just wing to wing to wing to wing everywhere. Okay, see, I got the chills again. Their presence here. God still loves us even though there's six people here, okay? God still loves us. God has a meaning for you. God has a purpose for you. God's not through with you yet, Donald. God's not through with you yet, Rhonda. No, he's not through with you yet, Pastor, and he's not through with me yet. So what do we do to get closer to God? Pray, fast, be vocal, use your mouth to tell people about God, whatever
read
it is.
Read the Bible.
Yeah, and it's so easy.
It's
online.
To do that too.
It's online. You know, I said it at night, and I listen to the Bible. It really helps with nightmares and stuff too, when someone's, you know, at... Don't get me wrong, I go to sleep pretty fast too, but when they're reciting the Bible, you know, there's just things. I love to hear people read. Okay, sorry. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much, Lord, for this church. And I'm talking about the body of Christ in here. Your bride to be one day when you come back to get us. Father, I pray that 6929 Day Street would be holy ground for you. Father, we love you so much. I have such a, it's not a burden, I have a heaviness for people that are really struggling here today. I know that they've been bombarded by things, but help us not to go back to our vices, Lord. Help us to trust you more and more. Lord, we just thank you for all the praises that we've had. Father, we lay the prayer requests at your feet. Lord, for you to do your will in this. Holy Spirit, we welcome you here today. We thank you that you're here today. We thank you that you brought your angels. Father, please just bless the pastor as he brings the message. Don with the singing. Please bless Kathy and Benny as they're going to make a trip to and from safety. But have a great time. Please bless Pastor Thacker Sr. as he goes through this. That it would be a speedy type thing that they could get that done. Father, pray that Brenda and Don would have a good week. That you would help them with the insurance stuff, and it would be so easy. Just take away any pressure, outside tension, whatever it is, in Jesus' name in that. Father, we just pray blessings on Jim. Father, he's opened his house to Daryl and April. I pray, Lord, that you would bless him in a very special way. And I pray that he would give his testimony one day. I really want to get to know Jim. Father, we just thank you and love you and praise your holy name. We just claim victory here today. In Jesus' holy name, amen.